Good afternoon, judges, honored guests, and fellow members of the bar. I decided to run for the 361st District Court for many, many reasons. And I see a lot of you here are in the criminal bar, and I'm not going to focus today on my experience as a criminal attorney because you know me well. I want to talk about my experience as a civil attorney. I had unique opportunities as I practiced law over the last 25 years to do civil work as well. I have had an opportunity to represent clients and people in this county in every case that is tried in the 361st District Court. And I have tried civil cases as well. When I went into my own practice, I found that I had my business eventually evolved into almost 98% of criminal work because the volume of work did not allow me to take on civil work. But I want to assure you that my 23 years of private practice, and it's all recent and relevant, have ensured that I am very, very knowledgeable about what you do and the challenges you face. I think it's important that our judges have the legal experience to come into the courtroom and understand both the challenges the government attorneys face and the private sector face. For 4 years, I was a prosecutor, and I understand the challenges they face with witnesses and victims. The time I spend as a private litigator, I understand the challenges we face as private sector attorneys. The practice of law has changed dramatically over the last 25 years. And I think if I could tell how it's changed, it's the expectations of our clients have changed so much. And the internet and technology, which keeps us on our toes constantly. It is not unusual for us to be in the courthouse and have to be in multiple areas, and the expectations that we will return phone calls, that we will meet new clients, and that we will be in another county in a few hours. I am aware of that. I have relevant, practical, private experience. And my goal is to serve as the judge of the 361st District Court and to bring to that position respect for everyone who enters the courtroom, and a great deal of tolerance and understanding to the challenges that affect all of us, the prosecutors, the defense bar, and the civil bar. And it is my goal, ladies and gentlemen, to treat all of you the same, to treat all of you with respect, and to serve you and lead with humble service. I would appreciate your vote. Thank you very much.